Well, it's just after 10 to 5, and it gives me tremendous, it gives us tremendous pleasure to welcome the Capitals.
Yeah, the Capitals. Great to have you in studio. I've got
so
a massive smile on my face. I've got
to
ask you at the get-go, the Capitals, you sound like a hotel chain to me. Where's this name from?
Well, we're originally from Pretoria, which is the capital city. So we just thought it's fitting, you know, the Capitals.
You know, it's such a lovely capital city. So let me just introduce by name. We've got Conrad Rudolph on vocals.
Yes.
We've got Rix Els on drums.
That's me.
Okay, are you going to drum on the desk? Please don't.
I can.
Just kidding. And we've got Wesley Ward on guitar. Seth not with us today.
Seth is busy with academics. He's actually busy with his master's in pharmacology. And they dropped a sneaky deadline on him for, I think, tomorrow morning or something.
Yeah.
So he's pretty much going to be working straight through the evening.
So listen, there were some amazing materials that were forwarded to us for me to get to know you, because it's great, because I'll put it out there in a very little bit. Any music whatsoever, let alone South African music. And I love this first line in the PR stuff. I'm going to read it to you. I want to know your reaction
to
this.
I'm also really curious.
Four relatively good-looking guys with a love for the city. How do you like that word, relatively? How do you respond to that?
My mother thinks we look good, so.
Yeah.
What's that, your mother?
That's the relative who thinks we look good.
What a funny guy.
So. Pretty much, yeah. The nice thing about relativity, it's all about your point of view, I suppose. So, like he's saying, like, if in my house, my mom's always like, oh, you're such a handsome boy. I'm like, Mom, that's not what the world thinks. Come on. So, but I mean, it's all about, I suppose, marketing ourselves, like you're saying, with PR. And so, yeah, why not?
But you are very nice looking.
Oh, well, thanks.
All
that's
of
very,
you.
Very kind.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, so, can we just talk about Bright Lights?
For sure.
Because I want to play it.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay, so tell us about the song. Where does it come from? Who wrote it? What inspired it?
Oh, okay. So we've been going for a while. Our previous vocalist, name of Travis Millett, he actually wrote the song before he left. And he was going through a really, really tough, like, rough patch in his life in terms of, like, I suppose just, like, trust being broken, and he was being let down by a lot of people.
Eskom.
Well, it could be Eskom as well. Yeah, yeah. That would, I suppose, we want to
do. One of many, yeah.
One of many.
Yes.
But it's actually, in terms of, like, personal things, it was a pretty, pretty hectic story. And he just wrote the song in terms of, like, I suppose, making peace with the pain he's been dealt, or the frustration and maybe anger he had in the moment, and dealing with that and learning from it and growing and not letting that kind of consume him, but actually use that as a, I suppose, a learning experience and a stepping stone to something bigger and better. And yeah. So that's
it really is beautiful. And again, just a sentence jumped out at me from the PR stuff again.
Yeah.
But it really leapt off the page at me. And he talking about that particular single, the single celebrates the juxtaposition of sorrow to joy, death to life, and darkness to light. I mean, I think that's pretty an amazing sentence, no?
It's called life.
Yeah. Yeah.
Up and down.
Absolutely.
All right. So just before I play you the song, I just want to introduce a game that we're playing.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Right. So Rix, do you want to tell us about it?
Again.
So you're playing this game on Instagram with your Instagram fans, right?
Yes.
And so, we want to play it here on air as well.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Okay.
So get your people to bring it in, but keep it PG.
So explain the rules of the game to us for the purpose of this interview, and I would love you to participate. And then I'll give out the contact details. All right, so how does the game work?
Epic. So what we do and what we love doing is we try and sneak different words that you guys give to us in the interview and make it seem as though they're just part of it. Now, so far, we have Dalmatian, and we have, what was it?
Obstreperous.
So the Dalmatian one, I suppose, as an example, would be quite easy. Let's talk about bright lights. It's about finding light in a dark place. It's kind of like looking at a Dalmatian. Sometimes it's white, but then
that's
there are like
good.
Dark spots that pop out.
He knows what he's doing. That was good.
Yeah. So there's a sort of a fair example of how that works.
And like the other day when I was reading the dictionary and the... came across this word obstreperous, and I just stopped there.
I just stopped there.
Oh, my word, he's being so obstreperous.
That is. Yes, exactly. He is.
Exactly.
All right, so you can send words that
sure.
The band can actually try and sneak in, and let's see if they can do it without cheating. Like,
yes.
I looked up in the, I looked in the dictionary.
I was thinking about this word.
All right, what are you going to play for us?
Live here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to play a song called Wake Up, which is our previous single. And
let's do that.
Okay,
first.
We can do that one.
Let's
sure.
do that. Okay, so this is the Capitals, and they're going to play Wake Up. Just tell us very quickly about the song.
Okay, well, this is the first single that we released, and it's about everyone has that one friend that, like, it's almost like the party is over and you're like, okay, dude, everyone's leaving. And he's like, no, it's not over. And he never goes to sleep. And then,
yeah, we're no longer friends.
Yeah, it's pretty much that thing. So it's like, you'll go to bed and you'll sleep, and then he'll come the next morning, like knock on your door, like 6 o'clock. He's like, hey, are you guys, what's happening? And then he's been partying the whole evening, and you're like, bruh, come on, man. We're trying to sleep. And that's pretty much what the song is about. So it's, I suppose it's a little bit less introspective than Bright Lights. It's more of a, like a party song, really.
All right, let's
just
go
for fun.
It. Wake All right. Up. Here we go.
Now wake up, it's me again. Get up, let's go, my friend. This night is not over yet. This party will never end. Sunbeam streaming through the curtains of my window. Morning light is broken by a passing shadow. A familiar silhouette disturbing my peace. He opens his mouth and he says to me, wake up, it's me again. Get up, let's go, my friend. This night is not over yet. This party will never end. Knocking on the door relentlessly. He shouts my name, oh so heavenly. A familiar voice disturbing my sleep. He opens his mouth and he says to me, wake up, it's me again. Get up, let's go, my friend. This night is not over yet. This party will never end. Everybody's waiting for you. Everybody's waiting. Everybody's waiting for you. Everybody's waiting. Cause it's 6 in the morning and I'm still mourning. It's barely the break of day. Now settle down and go away. This time it's time for me to stay. And everybody's waiting for you. Everybody's waiting. 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 And everybody's waiting for you. Everybody's waiting. Everybody's waiting for, everybody's waiting. Wake up, it's me again. Get up, let's go, my friend. This night is not over yet. This party will never end. Everybody's waiting for you. And everybody's waiting for you. Now wake up, it's me again. Get up, let's go, my friend. This night is not over yet. This party will never end. Everybody's waiting for you. Everybody's waiting for you. And everybody's waiting for you.
Woo! Yeah. Absolutely awesome. That's the Capitals. We're going to ask them to hold on and stay with us for a little while, because right now we've got to go to news. We're playing a game. What word can we try and get them to say during the interview? But it has to be in context. You let us know, 34519 or 061-895-1019. And something else is that they're actually Instagramming it live. So you can go check it out on Instagram. What's your Instagram handle?
At the Capitals Official.
At the Capitals Official. That is like a really sexy name, I just have to say.
Thank you so much. Yeah, it's very official. Just look for the three yellow triangles. That's pretty much, if you look out for those, you'll find us easy.
Amazing. Can I give you a word that I would love to be incorporated into this interview?
Sure. No, why not?
Oh, that's great.
Bibble.
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 Is that like a really tiny bottle?
To drink often or to eat or drink noisily.
Oh, so it's like nibble but with sound.
Bibble.
So could you say bibbling?
You could say bibbling, yeah.
All right.
I'm sure you could.
We'll see how
my heart is bibbling over with excitement.
No, that's not the correct context. Sorry, Wes, you lose.
It's the word. It's the word.
It's probably related to tipple somewhere. Tipple. It's not my game.
Your songs. So joining us in studio, firstly, before you send in your words, is wow. We've got Conrad, and Conrad's been doing a lot of the talking.
Yes, actually. Sorry, I tend
that's
to
okay.
babble on.
That's okay.
You tend to bubble.
No, babble. With an A.
Conrad Rudolph, he's on the vocals. Rix Elt on the drums. Wesley Ward on the guitar. And then an absent member today, Seth Fabian. Is it Fabian or Fabian?
No, Fabian.
Fabian. And he's a bass and backing vocals.
Yes.
How does it feel to have crowds singing along to your songs?
Well,
is that a humbling experience, or is that like, wow, we're on our way?
It is kind of a weird experience. Like, I always found, like, I don't know what the other oaks think, but for me, whenever someone says, like, oh, it's such a humbling experience having thousands of people singing my song, I'm like, no, dude, that is awesome, and it is so difficult to stay humble in that situation.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the same time, like, that's always what I thought, but having someone actually respond to your song or like your song, it's a weird experience, because it's like this thing that you kind of wrote in the privacy of your own room, and you pour your heart and soul into this thing, and then you see people singing along, and I think it's also kind of like you kind of start thinking, but why would they sing in my song? Because I mean, it's like, to me, it's just like this lame thing that I'm trying to do. So it's a very weird experience. Like, sometimes you get really amped, and sometimes you're just like, oh wow, people are actually sort of resonating with what I'm saying, and it's a strange experience. I don't know about you guys.
Yeah, like I agree. I think it's very much a black and white thing. So I mean, just to have people sit there and bubble on your music, it's a very weird feeling. But yeah.
Okay, that was well done. That was very, very well done.
I suppose that worked.
You got that bubble in there.
It's related but not the same. I'm just fascinated. Four guys working incredibly intimately, creating, performing egos, personalities. Like, is this a difficult thing to do, or does it just work?
Hashtag is asking for a friend.
Okay.
I think one of the main things that we find is that we've actually got a friendship first. So, I mean, sure, a lot of us connected through the band, but I think one of the greatest things about it is that we're actually friends. I mean, we just love hanging out. So, I mean, we'll hang out when we don't have band practice. For that makes it a lot easier to sit and work things out, because you know that you're friends first. So if you do have a disagreement or something that's difficult, it's not like the band is everything. We've got a relationship.
Yes.
So you know where it's coming from. You know, okay, he's not just saying that because he doesn't like me or something. He's saying that because he genuinely believes that if we change this part in the song, it might help the song make it better, something like that.
So it's coming from a good place. So yes. You're aware of that. There's no hidden agenda.
It's just that thing of the sheer guard that you have generally, you end up dropping, because essentially we're a band of brothers. And we want the best for each other. And beyond music, this could end tomorrow and we'll still be a band of brothers. So
amazing. Do you have any motor enthusiasts here?
Not really. I'm pretty useless. If my car breaks down, unless it's like, I can change the tire, but if it's something with the engine,
you don't kind of look at like fast cars or anything? Because I want to find out if the Capitals was a car, what car would it be? And
probably
why?
Like a van that keeps breaking down all the time. No. I'm kidding. It'll probably be, I suppose, the presidential van, because it's from the Capitol. Is that too much?
Would that be like your personalities?
If it had to be the you know those cars, so you have these some like random ads on the side, the billboards that with like this mix and matched car, where you have the front hood is like blue and then the door is red. I think it'll be something like that, because we're so weird in like individually. I mean, Seth the bassist, he always says like we probably would never have hung out outside of the context of a band, but within the band we've like found this kind of common ground and now we've actually hanging out. But I think individually we're so extremely different that it'll kind of be one of those cars with like a red door that they got off some other broken down car, and then the boot would be...
So it's interesting.
Yeah.
It's quite an interesting exercise that that you do in marketing. You know, when you're trying to get a company to understand the company culture and you get them to understand what their brand identity is. It's so interesting, because when I listen to your music, I hear like a Jeep.
Oh, wow.
Do you know what I mean? That's kind of going
off. Is that a Wrangler?
Like a Wrangler, because, you know, it doesn't have a roof.
Yeah.
And it's, identify with it, because it's kind of folksy, down to earth, you know, go anywhere, yeah, take anywhere kind of music.
That's actually a very interesting exercise, because
you should do it.
Yeah, well, it's seriously. Also, I suppose it's difficult, like, from our context, because obviously to us it's kind of subjective. It's very interesting for me to actually hear it from an outside perspective. So yeah, that's a pretty cool exercise.
Yeah, I definitely think the Jeep image fits very well, especially if it's got a nice big toolbox in the back, because I mean, the way that with the four of us, it feels like we can sort of conquer anything with our variety and our differences that we almost put together and we're able to overcome. So, I mean, we're a 4x4.
I mean, we've got Land Rover capability though, because, well, Jeep. Yeah.
Wow.
Just kidding.
Guys, related to that, almost, is what inspires your music? What differentiates you from other bands, other South African bands in particular?
Well, so I think if you think about
how likable they are, firstly, Simon.
Oh well, gee, that's.
I'm learning. Kind of, the others not so likable.
Hello. Hello.
Well, look, I think especially today in the digital age, you know, it's almost like a spaghetto in a box of spaghetti.
Oh, very good.
You know,
that spaghetto.
A band, so many other bands, and I think that the thing is, like, for us, you know, the reality of life is that everyone has ups and downs, like. And to us, it's just like, just write the stuff that we're going through. Write about what is real.
I was gonna say, is this your therapy? Because you're pushing this positive thing and it's, you know, comes across quite strongly, but, underneath, scratch a little deeper.
Yeah, we do have songs that are very dark. I mean, we try and frame it sometimes in a little bit of a happy sound because you don't really want to mope the whole time.
No, agreed.
Yeah. You know, Ricky and I have had this conversation before. Like, it's a lot more beneficial to people if you write about real stuff and because I mean, I personally listen to some songs. I'm like, oh, this really speaks to me now, and that's something you kind of relate to in a really dark period.
Look at an artist like Ed Sheeran, right? No record company would sign him, but his songs are so relatable.
Exactly.
Yes. Every single one of them. We have all been that 9-year-old sliding down and breaking our arms and our legs.
Exactly.
We can identify with all of his songs, and I think that's an amazing, amazing gift to be able to bring to everybody else. One more word.
Oh, cool.
It's a doodle sack.
A doodle sack.
Yeah. Mm.
Wow. Okay. Come with me.
That sounds like when we brainstorm ideas for songs and we basically throw them all together in a doodle sack and we pull one up.
So just to clarify, that's like bagpipes, right? Like,
yes, okay. You could.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow, Conrad.
Yeah, well, I'm actually Afrikaans. So, and in Afrikaans it's called a doodle sock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
I'm terrible at Afrikaans.
Bit of a spoiler alert, I suppose.
Alright, can we play your song?
Yes, for
Bright
sure.
Lights.
I'd love to.
This is The Capitals. They're in studio with us. What a privilege it is. And this is Bright Lights. Let us know what you think. 34519 or 061-895-1019. I'm Kathy Kayla.
And I'm Simon Anstey.
And that's The Capitals and Bright Lights. Absolutely fantastic song. We need to wrap up. We've got to get some traffic updates and find out what's happening in the Holy
traffic
Land.
Traffic sucks, don't go out.
There we go.
Yeah. There we go.
Okay, that was your traffic brought to you by the Capitals. Listen, thank you very, very much. Where do we catch you?
We've got a gig coming up at Tequila Fest on the 18th of May in
Where's
Centurion.
Mm-hmm.
At the, I think it's the Elephant Hotel.
Yeah, really.
And then we also play at Onklas in Pretoria. We've come through to Joburg a few times. We love Zebra. It's another band that we usually play with. And if you catch us on a good day, we'll like wear lipstick and even look really nice for the show. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Bit of a cheat, but a fun game all the same. Thank you so much.
Well, thanks so much for having us, guys.
It's been really, really lovely.
Thank you.
To Conrad Rudolph, Rix Eltz, and Wesley Ward, thank you very, very much. And I just wish you guys all the success in the world.
Thank you so much.
From strength to strength, onward and upward.
Thanks a lot.
Awesome.